Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, as always, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Let me say something about that theme. I guess you could call this processing today. When I say that the theme of my radio show is Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture, that is quite a wide net. Yes, it all integrates with God and Christianity, but you've noticed we've done all Bible shows. We've done all news and political shows. I've also done a lot of shows with movie reviews because my other degree is in the arts and I'm very passionate about the arts. And so it goes without saying that as we pick up new listeners, some are listening for different reasons. I get feedback all the time. Hey, you've been doing a lot of politics lately. When are you going to get back to the Bible? And then others are listening for the politics, for the news, or for the arts review shows. So I'm very aware that this is a very eclectic show. I'm very aware that there are different people in the audience. All to say that usually when I'm discussing a Bible topic and there's going to be a part two, as I promised you over a week ago, what generally happens is the very next day I record and podcast part two. Things got a little broken up last week. I took some time off for a family reunion, and by the time I got back on track, so much was going on in the news that I just had to do a couple of shows about the news. I hope you understand. I'm sure you must understand, but whether you understand or not, we were talking about premarital sex, the Bible's view of premarital sex, why God says premarital sex is wrong. Now, that's a little more than your average everyday Bible discussion. Usually when we think of Bible studies, we think of sanctification, and we think of studies about the Holy Spirit and studies about spiritual warfare and our position in Christ. All very important, but what's more interesting than sex? And when I was done, and when I was finished making my point, and my point was that all sins listed in the Bible go back to Jesus' golden rule, as you would have people treat you, treat them. He said this fulfills the Bible, what they called the law and the prophets, but what we would call the Bible. This fulfills the Bible. When we want to know why something is wrong, all we have to do is show that it was selfish, and people already have this standard that God not only put in the Bible, he put it in their conscience. And so I shared a story. I shared a story I was having with a young man out at UCSD a number of years ago, where I showed him that when he was having sex with his girlfriend, he didn't really love her because he really wasn't committed to her. I told you I would have some more stories to share with you next time, and next time was a long time coming. A couple of days of no show at all, three news shows. There's so much going on in the news, and frankly, there's a lot going on in the news today too. But I do want to be fair, at least 50% of the show, sometimes more, is Bible. So news, schmooze, back to the Bible, back to the sex. So here's a conversation I had with another student. I love these conversations with students because students ask the great questions. They're at that time in their life where they are processing, where they are learning, questioning everything. This student asked me a similar question to the guy I told you about the other day. What was wrong with having sex with his girlfriend? Now, the other guy had qualified it, as long as I really love her. So we got into a discussion about what love meant, that love can't exist without commitment. This guy wasn't even bothering to bring in the word love. I believe he was merely pondering sexuality from its physical joy. It certainly came out so in his question. He says, what is wrong with sleeping around with women? I'm not hurting anybody. Maybe our sexual relations are casual. Maybe these women won't mind me leaving them eventually. So again, what harm is done? Now, women often do find a problem when the guy leaves them for a one-night stand on this same campus at this same university. I remember I was having lunch by myself in the university center. There were a couple of undergrad women sitting just one table down. They didn't know who I was. They didn't know I could overhear their conversation. I wasn't trying to eavesdrop, but one of these women was talking to her friend about a one-night stand. And she said, I just don't understand it. The encounter we had was not just physical. It was emotional. I was vulnerable. It was intimate. It was an experience that we shared. How can somebody share an experience like that and then just never see the person again? These women were not Christians. or at least if they were, they were unfamiliar with that Christian standard in the Bible, because she was talking as if having the sexual encounter outside of marriage was not a problem, but she was very surprised and extremely hurt, devastated that the guy would do that once and then leave. So, okay, I know I was in the middle of another story. I'm going to get back to that. But here's a guy that's saying he's having sex with women and it isn't hurting anybody, and maybe they don't mind these one-night stands. Well, there are always exceptions to the rule, but the rule is that women generally do have a problem with these one-night stands. Guys, not so much. Men and women are wired a little differently there. I know it's not politically correct to say that. But the point is, even as this guy was talking about how he's not hurting any of these women, it's just casual, what's coming back to my mind, I'm thinking, well, here's a couple of women, I don't even know them. As far as I know, they're not even Christians. They don't even care about the Bible standards. And yet, they were demonstrating quite clearly in their conversation that those things do bother them. But anyway, back to our friend. He says, maybe these women won't mind me leaving them eventually. Maybe they won't mind me having a one-night stand. So again, what harm is being done? Now, notice how he did seem to agree that sex would be wrong if harm were being done. He just didn't see the harm. Of course, he did find it necessary to make some immediate qualifications. He said, well, certainly if venereal diseases are transmitted, certainly that would be harm. If I got a woman pregnant, he said, of course, I would see the need to associate sex with commitment. So even he saw some barriers, some restraints. However, despite all this, my cheery friend was quite confident that he could have free, safe sex without incurring those kinds of results. So tell me, he says, with that in mind, what is wrong with premarital sex? Now, again, as I mentioned last time, there's nothing wrong with sex in its own right. God created us to have a longing for sex. God invented sex. So I said there's nothing wrong with the experience itself. There's nothing wrong with an orgasm. There's nothing wrong with the fact that you're a man and you desire to have sex. God is not upset that you enjoy women, but these women may someday be married to husbands who would object to what you did. Can you relate to these men? Let me ask you a question. I said, supposing you had just been married. It's your honeymoon night. You're in this beautiful suite at a hotel right on the beach. The woman of your dreams, she turns to you from her pillow and says, sweetie, before our marriage can go on, I have a confession to make. I slept around with 50 men before I met you. All right, now that's just an illustration. He gave me a sly grin, as you can imagine. He goes, well, all right, obviously that would bother me, but aren't you exaggerating a little bit? I mean, come on, 50 men? I said, okay, 40. 40 men. You feel better now? All right, how about just 10? Just 5? My friends, he finally admitted to me that he would feel bad even if his wife had only slept with one man. And then he did what I call altering the premise of the argument, although it's very understandable, so I can't blame him. He says, so what are you saying here? Am I not supposed to get married to a woman who has a past? I thought your gospel was about forgiveness. I thought your Jesus was about forgiveness. I says, of course it's about forgiveness. Of course we forgive. And we all have a past. You have a past. Your wife someday will have a past. I have a past. But we weren't asking about forgiving a violation of the standard. You were simply asking me if the standard exists. And it certainly does. We both agree that we should treat others the way we want to be treated. Sleeping around with women, even women who say they aren't interested in a commitment from you, is unfair to the way their future husbands may possibly feel. You are not showing those future husbands the respect you would have wanted your wife's previous suitors to show you. Therefore, Jesus's golden rule applies again, as you would have people treat you, treat them. Well, and of course, I had another conversation with another person. When you're in campus ministry, you have these conversations a gazillion times with different people, different subjects. I love it. I love taking those questions. I love answering those questions. I asked all those questions myself when I was in college. We all continue to ask questions as our lives go on. So here was another challenge. It came from another guy, a much harder nut to crack, I should say, asking a similar question, the question that I asked him. I received a completely different answer. He says, honestly, Honestly, I would not care if my wife had slept with 50 men or 100 men before she met me. Now, I wasn't sure I believed him. After all, he was not married at the time. He was not engaged at the time. There was nobody in his life presently that he was in love with. I wasn't sure if he had ever truly fallen in love at all and experienced that small emotion called jealousy. However, I still believe in taking people at their word. I did take him at his word, and we went on. I said, but whether or not it bothers you, future husbands of the women you sleep around with may be bothered. He says, that's their problem. I said, no, that's your problem if you are going to take Jesus' words seriously, as you would have people treat you, treat them. You should respect their feelings, and they in turn should respect yours, even when you feel differently about things. Okay, my friends, so as I said last time, let me say again, I hope you're catching the fact that this is about a God who loves you and doesn't want our hearts broken. He's not up in heaven saying, what can I do to put restrictions on their lives and boss them around? Because after all, I'm God and they're just a bunch of puny pipsqueaks. He's not doing that. He cares about you. And let me, in conclusion, revisit for a few seconds what we just said as well. Your past is forgiven. Yes, we're talking about why God has his standards, but the message of Christianity is not to live up to a bunch of standards of God. The message of Christianity is that we have violated his standards. He forgives us. He wants to give us his Holy Spirit. He wants to help us turn. He wants to have a relationship with us in which we will not do those things anymore. But it's about grace. It's about forgiveness. As you're listening, you're probably thinking about your own sexual exploits and maybe a lot of other sins regarding a lot of other circumstances, regarding a lot of other things. God forgives you. God is a God of love. Well, that's who God is. And this is who I am. I am Bob Siegel, making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.